Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear part of an interview I did with one of Missouri's great commodity leaders at the Governor's Conference on Agriculture at the Lake of the Ozarks.
With Bradley Shad right now. Bradley is CEO for Missouri Corn. Bradley, you've been to a number of these things. This has been a good meeting today and yesterday.
Yeah, it was a great conference. They always have great panelists and to talk about what's going on in Missouri and how we're growing the industry, how the industry is growing in Missouri, and what the state is doing to promote that, whether it be the SEGA grants that have come out through MASVIDA, the leadership that the governor is bringing forward to bring new ag companies into Missouri. It's very important, and happy to be a part of it.
The concerns are with corn exports. Where do we stand with those?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's some growing, some coming back. We had a little bit of a rough year with the drought, but the technology that these companies are bringing to the state, to our country, is very interesting to see the yields. It's just unbelievable, the technology, how it weathered the drought and came out on the far side with some better yields than we thought. All that's still coming in, but I think the state average will be around close to 150, which for the year we had is just unbelievable. And so very happy to see that with the technology that the companies are bringing forward.
Back in, say, June, dry aspects we had here in Missouri across the state, if you told them you're going to get anywhere close to that, they'd be impressed.
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, it was just unbelievable to see the yields coming in, the yield monitor screens that I got pictures of from corn growers around the state. I just was blown away. Of course, there's some really tough areas that they zeroed out their corn as well, just, you know, and put it into silage. We saw a lot of acres do that. But overall, it is really surprising. You know, with the drought, it brings other impacts. You talk about the exports that we have. It's affecting the river. Surprisingly, barge rates are still, somewhat low compared to last year. Or they're lower than last year. And so we're looking at, you know, how can we continue to work to invest in those opportunities to export more corn whenever it's tough to get barges downriver. Even though the prices are lower, the amount that you can put on a barge, you know, is also more difficult because you can't put as much on the barge.
You will hear more of my interview with Bradley Shad on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What do you call a potato and an ear of corn driving a police car? Starchy and husk. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.